We conclude this morning the study of Paradise Lost, Paradise Regained. The last two chapters of the last book of the Bible, Revelation, take us back to the first two chapters of the first book of the Bible. We read this morning from the last chapter of the book of Revelation, chapter 22, the first four verses. And he showed me a pure water, a river of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of its street, and on either side of the river, was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. We believers in this broken world look forward to the appearing of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, when he returns in glory on the last day. Then, Paradise Lost becomes Paradise Restored. We can't even imagine what it's going to be like in this great day of the resurrection of the dead. So we're simply told in Revelation 21 what it's not going to be like. No more death, no more sorrow, no more tears, no more pain, no more pandemic. Instead, God himself will again be with us and will be our God. John, in his visions in Revelation, uses pictures to convey what we are looking forward to. The final picture of our glorious future takes us back to that first paradise. Key elements of John's vision include the tree of life, the Lamb sitting on the throne of God, and no more curse. The way to the tree of life has been opened. The angel guards the gate no more. Central to the visions of Revelation is the Lamb that was slain, who now lives and rules. This Lamb of God is, of course, Jesus. He came to give his perfect life as the atoning sacrifice for the sins of the world. He now sits on the throne, and we shall serve him. We will see Jesus face to face because we have been purchased and won from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil. And we shall reign with him forever. This picture of paradise restored, the restoration of God's perfect creation, emphasizes the physical restoration of that perfect world created by God for his people to enjoy. Paul in Romans 8 assures us of the hope of the redemption of our bodies, as the Holy Spirit tells us that the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. A perfect world for us to enjoy again. And so the Apostle Peter, as he speaks of the destruction of this present world by fire on the last day, assures us, nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. All of this reaches its glorious culmination as John, in Revelation sees the new heaven and the new earth, paradise restored. So as John pictures this new heaven and this new earth in terms of the coming of New Jerusalem, the city of God, with its streets of gold and its 12 gates, each one made out of one pearl. And so in the last chapter of Revelation, we see restored the tree of life. The curse is removed. The Lamb sits on the throne. So we respond this morning with John at the end of chapter 21 to Jesus' promise. Surely I am coming quickly. We respond, Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. We close with the reading of hymn 795 in the worship supplement. And I'd urge you, if you have a chance, to read this for yourselves. Then the glory, then the rest, then the Sabbath peace unbroken, then the garden, then the throne, then the crystal river flowing, then the splendor, then the life, then the new creation singing, then the marriage, then the love, then the feast of joy unending, then the knowing, then the light, then the ultimate adventure, then the Spirit's harvest gathered, then the Lamb in majesty, then the Father's Amen. Then.